I'm going to be judged by that law. What does that mean by that? God's calling us to be responsible. I wrote some things down. Now, that we know the final eighth law is the royal law, loving others as we love ourselves, which is something we have to get into big time in no uncertain terms. But I want to read some things to you that I gave out the other day. I want to give you eight quick principles here, and you don't have to write them down if you don't want to. And I'll go as quickly as possible so we can end the service, because we're taking a long time here, and I don't want to take all day. This is just sort of like the introduction. Are you getting something out of it?
Yes.
Number one. Because we've got, see, this is not it. This is introduction number one. See, we've got these life principles. We've got these laws. So now we've got some absolutes we can work with.
Right.
It doesn't have to be vague or gray. We've got some absolutes to work with here. And therefore, because we've got these absolutes, we know we don't have to guess, and we know when we're right or wrong, which are the laws. Whichever one of those eight laws it is, that's what it says. I'm complying. I'm in compliance. Okay, I'm good. I feel good about myself. Now, number one, if you don't call a thing what it is, you won't be able to find the right solution. Yeah. If you don't call a thing what it is, you won't be able to find the right solution. You'll always be out there with the wrong solution and the wrong problem, by the way. You can't find the right solution if you don't name the problem the way God names it. We've got these seven laws to help us know what they are. And here's what you're out here discussing this thing using all kinds of religious jargon, and you aren't obeying these eight life principles, buddy. You're acting like they don't exist.